Hello and welcome to the Naked Keto Wife. Happily married, sexy as ever, and living a keto lifestyle. My name is Tammy. I'm your host. And today we are talking naked updates. So started some episodes in January and wanted to hop back on because it's just been too long. And I really wanted to continue some episodes as I'm moving forward with keto again. So just wanted to give you guys some updates. I am driving and you are likely going to hear things rolling around because my car is a mess and you're probably going to hear car noises and traffic and whatever. But, you know, I've just decided that I think I've mentioned this before, that it is really the best place for me to podcast. It just is. I'm driving a lot for my job. I drive all over. And it's just a time where I'm able to really like think and focus. And I'm alone, so that works out great for me. So sorry if you're hating the background noise, but maybe if I wouldn't point it out, you probably wouldn't notice as much. I don't know. I don't re-listen to my episodes. I probably should. But anyway, here nor there, I wanted to at least get on and tell you that things are going really well. I am 19 pounds down as of the last time I weighed, and that was probably 3 or 4 days ago. So I'm fairly certain I'm pretty on track to be at 20 pound loss here any minute, which makes me very happy. And it is mid-February, so that means that I've been doing keto again for about 6 weeks. And I will say that that is a pretty radical drop in weight. I do think that the majority of it was like water weight and things like that. And I did mention, I think in my last episode, that the goal is really to be like 2 pounds a week. That is what, you know, a healthy recommended weight loss is. And I believe I'm about at that now. The first week I lost quite a bit. The second week I lost quite a bit. So I'm pretty sure within the first two and a half weeks, I had lost half of the 20. So moving forward, it actually like kind of equals out. I'm like, okay, it really has been about a pound and a half to 2 pounds a week. And you know what? Time just keeps on going by. And as time goes by, those couple of pounds, they add up and it's very exciting. So I feel so much better. I can feel the difference even without weighing myself. I have actually a pair of some dress pants that I have that I've had them for a while, probably like 8 years. And the first time I had, you know, when I had originally bought them, they were pretty tight and I filled them in pretty good. But then when I lost my initial 50 pounds the first time, those things became so unbelievably baggy that actually when I was wearing them, I used to travel for work a lot, and when I would wear them at the airport, they would literally like stop me as I'm going through and be like, sorry, we gotta check. Like, and I was like, why is it every time I wear these dress pants, they're my favorite dress pants, every time I wear them, I'm getting patted down at the airport? And I finally asked the lady and she was like, oh, it's because there's a lot of air in there. She's like, these are baggy pants. She's like, you must have lost quite a bit of weight. She's like, so it's, you know, that's what it is. It's all of this like extra space and air. And I was like, oh, I guess that's good news. Quit wearing those at the airport. So anyways, when I gained that weight back over the past few years, I noticed I can't wear those dress pants anymore without them being very uncomfortable. And, you know, that little detail, as kind of silly as it is, it's actually one of the reasons I did actually start keto again, because I hated that. I hated how those felt when I put them on. I missed the way they used to feel. Well, I still have the same dress pants. I know. I do buy new dress pants, but I like those a lot. So they're still in really great shape. And I put them on for the first time a few days ago, and that 20-pound loss really made a big difference. Like, I can put those on, and they're actually not even snug. Like, I put them on super comfortably with, like, able to, like, put my thumb, like, kind of under the, like, the top rim of the pants. I can actually, like, kind of pull out. Like, it's really cool when you start seeing the difference that the weight loss is making. So that is fun. I am getting a little bit more used to keto life again. It is definitely a sacrifice. It's definitely not the easiest of things to do. So if you are doing it, kudos to you, because it is not easy. I was wondering what was rolling around on the floor in my car back there, and it was a cologne bottle that my son has. Yeah, we have a 16-year-old driving around my car quite a bit, so that's fun. Yep, the real life here. This real life wife and mom and all the things that we do during our day. Anyway, I am currently stuck in some serious traffic, so I think I might do another episode. But I just wanted to get on and just give you an update that yes, I am still doing keto, and yes, I am still seeing the weight loss. And so that it is going really well. I think there's only been really one or two times during the past 6 weeks where I got really sick. And it was not keto flu, but I got a full leg Charlie horse. Like, it was the most painful thing I have had happen in a long time. And I will fully admit, I didn't even have to guess. I knew what it was. I was dehydrated. And so then I'm doing keto and I'm losing, like, all the electrolytes. So I wasn't replacing them. Shame on me. I know better. And on top of that, I had had a few drinks that night. And the combination of keto, alcohol, and not replacing the electrolytes was a really bad idea. And so I got a massive Charlie horse. Guys, it was so bad, I almost told my husband to call 911 because it lasted. I don't know if you, okay, right? You've all had Charlie horses in your fingers or your toes or, you know, maybe in your feet or your legs or whatever. And when you get them, even 15 seconds feels like forever. And this was lasting 10 minutes. It was horrible. It was so bad. So anyway, I got through that, did not call 911. It's happened to me before, but it was just, oh, they're so bad when they happen. And so since then, I've been much more careful. I don't drink. So I'm not a heavy drinker anyway. But, you know, on occasion, I like to have a few drinks. Like, if my husband and I are having a night in and we're not working and we're just watching shows, like, I don't even do it to get, like, I don't get drunk. Like, I did not get fully drunk that night. And so it was just very interesting that even though it was just a couple of drinks, it did me in without the electrolyte. Like, it was just such an imbalance. So anyway, I'm not a heavy drinker anyways, but now, boy, I tell you, I will watch it a lot closer. By the way, you're probably wondering about alcohol. I don't know if I've done an episode on alcohol. I think I have. I think there's a naked alcohol episode, and I talk about what you can have on keto in general. Oh, sorry. Excuse me. See? Real life. There's a yawn. I would advise mostly at staying away from alcohol on keto because of what I just talked about.
But also, just because they are, it is higher in carbs. You can do clear alcohol, and it's not too bad. I mean, it's not too bad. But some of the really high sugary wines, you gotta be careful about. It's a lot of carbs. A lot of carbs. So, I will usually stick to, honestly, shots of something, like tequila or vodka or something. But yeah, it's just kind of an FYI, be careful when you're doing keto and alcohol. And I knew better. I knew better, but I just wasn't thinking. As you're going along doing keto and you really get into a rhythm of and a groove of lifestyle, you kind of forget some things. So anyway, this is going to be a super short episode, but just really wanted to give you some updates. Things are going well, progressing great. Hoping that you are, if you've been doing keto for a while or you're just starting, I'm hoping that these episodes are helping you. And I will catch you next time on The Naked Keto Wife. Bye for now.